Here is what you missed this morning on the Catholic Morning Show.
Let's go to our next guest. Studied theology as an undergraduate at the University of St. Thomas, the founder of the Catholic Studies, under Don Briel, the founder of the Catholic Studies movement. He is going to be hosting this first upcoming Adeodatus Conference on Catholic Education and Culture, Dr. Alex Lessard. Adeodatus, do I have that correct?
Yes, Adeodatus was the son of St. Augustine,
yes.
A brilliant young boy who appears in some of Augustine's writings, but died very young.
Tell me about this. Where did this kind of stem from? Because I feel like there's always a need that we're in the church trying to fill. What's the need here for a conference like this?
Well, my particular motivation was that three of my great friends and teachers, Don Briel, Father Matthew Lamb of Ave Maria, and a great philanthropist here in Southern California who helped start three Catholic schools, they all died in a 40-day period in early 2018. And I felt that we needed to do something to carry on their work. And also, so that's personal. But then the bigger picture is that there's been a wonderful renewal of Catholic education, really going back 100 years. You go back to Chesterton, Christopher Dawson, some Jacques Maritain, Luigi Giussani. There are a lot of new colleges, a lot of new high schools, a lot of new independent schools that I felt it was time that we could celebrate the entire tradition, this renewal from the past century, and then help support the ongoing renewal as we look to the next 50 to 100 years.
Now, when you say the renewal, what do you mean by that?
So religion and in education, we always have to take the tradition and make it our own in our own day. So we have this remarkable tradition that starts with Jesus the teacher and the Holy Spirit, our advocate. And then we have all these tremendous figures who took either on the natural level, like Plato and Aristotle, Homer and Virgil, or on the Catholic level, like Augustine, Benedict, Francis, Dominic, Ignatius, Cardinal Newman, De La Salle, John Bosco, etc., took that gift of revelation, of being fruitful and multiplying, which brings along with it the obligation to educate. And so the renewal is the retrieval of these great figures in this conversation that's gone on over 2,000 years, and making it practical in today's Catholic classrooms.
Yeah, that's key, right? I mean, helping people see, mm-hmm. because they hear these heavyweights and sometimes they can zone out. Well, what role does that or significance mm-hmm. Does that have for me today? But the church says great significance, right?
Yes, exactly. And every one of those figures lived out a dedication to understanding what we've been given in the world, the book of the world and the book of God, the book of the Word, and understanding ourselves as having been created in the image and likeness of God, our Creator.
So walk me through the conference. What are people going to be? What are people going to be fed here?
Yes, well, we'll start with the beautiful liturgy every day, and our concluding Mass will be a fully orchestrated premiere of the Mass of the Americas. And our talks will start with Jesus the Teacher by Mikhail Waldstein, and a Holy Spirit, our advocate. And then we will work through the major figures of the tradition. James Matthew Wilson will speak on Plato. Ed Fazer will speak on Aristotle. Mike Foley will speak on Augustine, and Father Spitzer on Ignatius. And every single speaker we have, it's all keynotes, and it's all speakers who are at that level of love of their subject and of wisdom that they can bring teachers to implement in their classrooms. We're holding it live in Pasadena from June 21st through the 24th, but we also have streaming options for individuals and schools, and we're also talking to whole dioceses about making the videos available to their to all of their schools.
And explain again, who is this for?
This is for broadly for all Friends of Catholic Education and narrowly for elementary and secondary teachers, heads of school, pastors, board members, administrators. Our purpose is to bring the importance of the tradition to Catholic educators today.
Yeah. Father Robert Spitzer, he's one of my favorites, man. That's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to his talk on Ignatius and the Ratio Studiorum.
You've got quite the lineup. Is there a discount or a code or anything that for our listeners here? Or just go to the website and sign up.
Yes, absolutely. We have given an incentive for any educator to come 50% off with the code educator, and all other, you know, anyone who's not an educator is still a friend. Use the code friend for half off for educators, 35% off for everyone else.
Nice.
It's going to be in a beautiful place. Our church, St. Andrew's in Old Town Pasadena, is one of the architectural treasures and sacred arts treasures of Southern California, and then we'll be at a wonderful hotel in a beautiful city.
adeodatus.com is where you can go, adeodatus.com, and you can, it's very straightforward, a nice clean website that you can go down and just click on the click on everything. You also have, as you said before, the codes that people can type into. Man, many blessings for this. This is quite the undertaking. A conference is not easy to put on like this, but many blessings for it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for publicizing it. We really appreciate that.
Of course. Dr. Alex Lessard, everyone.
Listen to the Catholic Morning Show weekday mornings at 7 on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, iowacatholicradio.com, or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.